This is Akashwani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Muscat last evening on a two-day visit to Oman in the last leg of his three-nation tour after completing his successful visits to Jordan and Ethiopia. Mr. Modi was received by Oman's Deputy Prime Minister for Defence Affairs, Saeed Shihab bin Tariq Al Saeed. They discussed strengthening India-Oman cooperative in various fields and advancing the strategic partnership. The Prime Minister is visiting the friendly nation on the invitation of the head of the state of the Sultanate of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. Mr. Modi will hold talks with the Sultan of Oman today. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India and Oman will sign a comprehensive economic partnership agreement.
Values, traditions, the rich culture that we share between Oman and India has been instrumental in bringing us to this very, very memorable and fateful day, when before our two leaders, Kes and I, will have the privilege of executing the first free trade agreement Oman is going to sign with a country after 17 long years.
Union Minister for Rural Development and Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, will reply to the discussion on the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, that is Viksit Bharat Ji Ram Ji Bill 2025 in Lok Sabha today. The legislation will replace the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005. Under the legislation, a statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. Lok Sabha will discuss matter of the pollution in Delhi NCR today. The short duration discussion will be raised by Member of Parliament Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, Kannimozhi Karunanidhi and Bansuri Swaraj. In Rajya Sabha, Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh will move the Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Bill 2025 for consideration and that the bill be passed. The Delhi government will begin strict enforcement of the no PUC, no fuel rule from today as part of an intensified multi-pronged drive to curb worsening air pollution in the national capital. Under the enforcement plan, vehicles without a valid pollution under control certificate, PUCC, will be denied fuel at petrol pumps across Delhi. Simultaneously, non-BS6 vehicles registered outside Delhi will be barred from entering the city. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan has said that OTT content will continue to remain outside the jurisdiction of the Central Board of Film Certification, CBFC. In a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha, Dr. Murugan said that OTT content is regulated under the provisions of the Part 3 of the Information Technology, Intermediary Guidelines and Digital Media Ethics Code Rules 2021. Venezuela's government has ordered its navy to escort ships carrying petroleum products from port, escalating the risk of a confrontation with U.S. This move comes after President Trump announced a blockade against oil tankers traveling to or from the South American country that face American sanctions. Mr. Trump has also demanded Venezuela to return assets that it seized from U.S. oil companies years ago. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said he will not compromise on his demands for Ukraine to cede territory. In a speech at the annual meeting of the Russian Defense Ministry, Mr. Putin lashed out at Ukraine's European allies and said Russia would take territory by force if necessary. His comments came ahead of a key summit this week in Brussels, where European leaders will debate whether to use frozen Russian assets to fund Ukraine. In badminton, India's men's doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj Reddy and Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will take on Fajar Alfian and Mohammad Shohibul Fikri of Indonesia today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.